So I wanted to start today by discussing very briefly linear programming, mainly just to indicate that it reduces to a matrix problem. Alright, so linear programming is a sort of classic important field of, I guess, computer science or computational mathematics, and it is typically illustrated by transportation problems. Linear programming is used extensively in the airline industry and other types of transportation industries. And so we have on this foil here a sort of classic simple example. So here you are, you're running a organization, I mean, Kmart or Sears or something. So you have a bunch of retail outlets and you have a bunch of warehouses. And you need to properly schedule the transfer of material from warehouses to retail outlets in a way that minimizes your cost or maximizes your time taken or the cost it takes, which are probably roughly the same thing. So obviously we want to make certain that we take the material where possible from the nearest warehouse to a given outlet, but maybe a given warehouse doesn't have enough of that item or something. So it can be formulated mathematically in the way we stated here. This would be in a real problem summed over products, but here we just take one product. So we have we specify a certain number of units at each warehouse. So you know you'd have five packets of cornflakes at warehouse 1, 10 at warehouse 2, 500 at warehouse 3, and so on. Then each outlet, you specify the number they need, 15 at retail store 1, 12 at retail store 2, and so on. And then you want to determine some numbers xij, which are the number of each product shipped from warehouse I to outlet J. And we assume that the cost of each shipping is some number Cij, which is roughly going to be the fuel cost or proportional to the fuel cost and whatever other cost is involved in transportation. It's obviously big if they're a long way away, and small if they're just next to each other. So the goal in life is to minimize the sum over I and J of Cij times Xij. That's the total cost of this shipment. Now this shipment, it has to satisfy certain constraints. And these constraints are both inequalities and equalities. So there's an inequality. That if I sum over all outlets of Xij, that which is essentially the total number of items taken out of warehouse I, that must be less than or equal to the number originally in warehouse I. So I have the sum from J equals 1 to n of Xij is less than or equal to AI. The other constraint I have is that I must ship the right number. So the sum over over Xij from I equals 1 to M, which is therefore the total number shipped to retail outlet J, must be Bj. So this mathematical problem says minimize given objective function subject to a set of equalities and inequalities. There's also an implicit inequality that the XIJs are positive, and also that they're integer. It's not terribly useful to find a solution where you ship half a packet of cornflakes from one warehouse and 5.5 from another, even if that is the actual solution mathematically. So linear programming is characterized by a set of forms which are linear. Notice all these are linear. The Cij, Xj is linear. Xij less than or equal to ai is a linear constraint, and we have a linear equality, Xij equals bj. So linear programming is the study of optimization with linear things. And it has typically is often characterized by wanting integer solutions.